This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Thursday, July 29th. We'll tell you about a deal in Congress to improve roads, internet, the electric grid, and a lot more. How much it's expected to cost and what has to happen next before it becomes law. Also, more employers are requiring COVID-19 vaccines for their workers before they can return to the office. Plus, a big protest at a popular video game company, more history-making wins for Team USA at the Olympics, and the end of an era in children's TV. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Congress is finally getting to work on a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure plan. A bipartisan group of senators reached a deal, and the full Senate advanced it with a procedural vote last night. This package still has a long way to go before becoming law, but before we get into that, let's talk about what's actually in it. Summaries from the Senate and the White House say it will include $110 billion for improvements to roads and bridges, plus tens of billions of dollars to modernize public transportation and build electric vehicle charging stations. It also sets aside $65 billion to expand broadband internet access, $55 billion for clean drinking water, and $73 billion to modernize the electric grid. And that's just to name a few of the key sticking points. There's a lot more to it. So how are lawmakers planning to pay for all this? Well, for a good chunk of it, they want to repurpose funds that are left over from COVID-19 relief packages. More money will come from other unused government funds too, but no new taxes. Next up, lawmakers have to write all this up into a formal bill, and it will have to pass more votes in the closely divided Senate and the House. For now, both Republicans and Democrats say they look forward to moving ahead and getting it done. The Justice Department is getting concerned over states still auditing the 2020 election or changing voting procedures. It released two guidance documents yesterday. The first one was about those audits. Remember, Arizona's Republican-led Senate turned over millions of ballots to an outside contractor for review. Republicans in Pennsylvania did something similar last month. Well, now, the Justice Department is now reminding states that they are supposed to hold on to election records for almost 2 years after an election. That means election officials and lawmakers can still review them if needed, but they aren't supposed to go to outside contractors. So now, the Justice Department says anyone who hands over records could face criminal charges. The department also warned about changing voting laws. A second document says states that switch things up because of the pandemic might not get to just change things back to the way they were in 2019. It says if the laws keep people from voting or are discriminatory in any way, the Justice Department will be looking into them. The department already sued the state of Georgia over its new voting restrictions, and more lawsuits could be coming since other states, like Florida, have passed similar laws. The federal government says they're discriminatory, but local officials say they're meant to make elections more secure. So these fights will be playing out in court. Millions more Americans are facing new pressure to get vaccinated because of new mandates. Today, President Biden is expected to announce all federal employees will have to either get their COVID-19 shots or be tested regularly for the virus. If they don't get vaccinated, they'll also face stricter rules about physical distancing, traveling, and masking. It's not clear exactly how many of the more than 4 million federal employees this new rule will apply to, but a source told CNN it will not include the U.S. military. Officials in California announced similar requirements for government employees earlier this week. So have many hospitals and other medical systems like the VA. Also this week, Google and Facebook said any employees who are coming back to offices will have to get vaccinated. Most of them have some time, though. Both companies are waiting until October to fully reopen their offices. And even then, thousands of employees will keep working remotely. Other companies have already approved mandates like Netflix, Lyft, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Morgan Stanley. There's a new warning about e-cigarettes and how popular they are with young people. The World Health Organization put out a report about the tobacco epidemic as a whole. It said dozens of countries aren't doing enough to protect people from the dangers of vaping. Some are, though. For example, 32 countries have banned e-cigarette sales completely, and the U.S. has banned flavored cartridges. Still, the WHO noted the tobacco industry hasn't slowed down and that vaping is still being marketed to children and adolescents around the globe. The issue is they can easily get hooked. It says kids who use e-cigs now are 3 times more likely to use tobacco products in the future, and the nicotine can hurt their brains. Separately, other researchers think online influencers could be making things worse. Vaping videos are watched millions of times on TikTok, which is especially popular with young people. A new study out of Australia found most of those TikTok videos portray e-cigarettes in a positive way. They include hashtags like Vape Tricks or Juul Gang after the top company that makes e-cigs. TikTok doesn't allow videos that show minors smoking or vaping, but for everyone else, it's okay. Much more news ahead, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, explains why she appreciates our sponsor, Noom.
We've all felt that pressure to fit other people's expectations, whether it's about career, family, or appearance. But not worrying about what other people think or do and finding whatever works for you can be so freeing. So that's why Noom wants you to know you don't have to be on a strict diet or follow the rigorous gym schedules you might see on Instagram to look and feel your best. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to find a healthier balance that fits into your lifestyle. And that's the approach that tends to lead to real long-term sustainable results that you want. In fact, 80% of Noom users finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. No rules with Noom, just the knowledge and wisdom to help you build healthier habits. It's meant to be empowering, not stress-inducing. All you need is a daily 10-minute check-in. So sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals. Just go to Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, you can sign up for your trial at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy.
Facebook is growing faster now than it has in the last 5 years. The social media giant reported more than $10 billion in profits between April and June. That's more than double what the company earned during the same time last year. So what's fueling these record numbers? Mostly advertising sales. Facebook says the average price for a single ad on the platform has gone up by nearly 50% over the past year. About 10 million advertisers are actively using Facebook right now, and for good reason. That's where the customers are. Nearly half the world's population uses Facebook or another Facebook-owned app like Instagram every single month. One of the most popular video game-making companies in the country is now dealing with massive backlash among its own employees. Activision Blizzard workers have become upset with their management teams since a new lawsuit brought some allegations to light. Remember, the state of California sued the company that's known for games like Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush. It accuses the video game maker of allowing a culture where sexism, harassment, and even physical assault is common. In response to the lawsuit, the company called the claims distorted and inaccurate. Well, many workers didn't like that response. About 2,000 employees signed a letter calling Activision Blizzard's public statements, quote, abhorrent and insulting. And yesterday, workers staged a walkout. It's unclear how many employees stopped working because for some, that just meant logging off their computers at home. Still, their message was heard. Since the employees started speaking up, Activision CEO has said the initial reaction to the lawsuit was tone deaf. He also promised to fire any managers who have ignored harassment claims or retaliated against victims. It was another exciting day for Team USA at the Tokyo Olympics. First, let's talk about men's swimming. American Caleb Dressel set an Olympic record, winning gold in the 100-meter freestyle race. He finished in just over 47 seconds. Earlier in the day, another American swimmer, Bobby Fink, shocked the world with a pretty epic comeback. He won gold in the 800-meter freestyle, but not many people expected him to. Fink was in fifth place for most of the 16-lap race. Then he surged from behind in the very last lap to win it. Our women's 3-on-3 basketball team also made history yesterday. This is the first year that competition has been in the Olympics, and the Americans brought home the event's first gold medal. They beat Russia yesterday, 18-15. Today is expected to be another exciting day, too. Qualifying rounds for track and field are getting started. Golf is also now underway, and the all-around women's individual gymnastics competition is streaming this morning. Sunisa Lee and Jade Carey are representing Team USA after Simone Biles dropped out, citing mental health struggles. Lollapalooza is back in person for the first time in 2 years. The 4-day music festival kicks off today in Chicago's Grant Park, with as many as 100,000 people expected to attend each day. Ticket holders have to show proof they've been vaccinated against COVID-19, or if they haven't gotten their shots, they'll have to show a negative test from the last 72 hours and wear a mask. This is the 30th year of Lollapalooza, and this year's lineup includes big-name musicians like the Foo Fighters, Journey, Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, Megan Thee Stallion, and a lot more. America's most popular little aardvark is retiring from PBS. We're talking about Arthur. The children's cartoon was originally inspired by the book series back in 1996. It's been on TV for nearly 25 years, making it the longest-running animated children's series in history. Well, this week, the show's executive producer confirmed it's coming to an end. She didn't say why, but said the show's final season will air next year. After that, she says PBS Kids will keep making more Arthur content, but no exact details have been announced yet. Of course, reruns will also be available for years to come. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today we're talking about heat domes, what they are, what causes them, and where Americans are dealing with one right now. But first, here's Erica again with a message from our sponsor, HelloFresh.
I know you have a busy schedule. Well, HelloFresh will help you cut out the need for stressful and time-consuming meal planning, as well as those last-minute grocery store trips. Instead, you'll have easy-to-follow seasonal recipes and all the pre-measured ingredients you need for them, enabling you to get home-cooked, delicious dinners on the table in just about 30 minutes. In fact, if you feel really strapped for time, you may even want to try HelloFresh's quick and easy meals. They include 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and 10 minute lunches. I'm usually not that great in the kitchen, but whenever we get a HelloFresh box, I suddenly feel more confident and excited to get cooking. And of course, eating. My husband and I usually make the meals together and really have fun with the process from start to finish. HelloFresh also allows us to make and taste a variety of recipes and foods. It's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use the code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. And this summer, Americans have been dealing with one record-breaking heat wave after another. Scientists say so-called heat domes are a big part of the problem. So what are they exactly? Well, as the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, explains it, heat domes happen in high-pressure weather systems. Hot air gets trapped in a certain area. And as the air sinks, it just gets even hotter. Heat domes also block other weather systems from getting in, like rain showers that could help bring relief. These days, unusually high temperatures in the Pacific Ocean are causing the heat domes. Hot air is moving from west to east over the ocean, and when the air reaches land, it sinks and triggers the heat domes. The bad news is the heat itself is a huge public health threat. It also makes wildfires and droughts even worse. But the good news is heat domes don't last forever. After about a week, they crumble under the pressure and people get some relief, at least until the next one happens. A good portion of the U.S. is dealing with one of these domes right now, actually. Heat watches, warnings, and advisories are in effect across 19 states, from Portland, Oregon to New Orleans, Louisiana. Temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees higher than average for this time of year, and it's expected to continue through the end of the week. Thanks for listening and making the newsworthy part of your routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.